Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Girl.
Oh, I know.
How are you today?
Good. I slept yesterday. I was just
good. Yeah.
Don't know. You know, like crazy weather. I don't know, but it's
crazy.
Like,
this
energy hitting me. Yeah, yeah.
Girl, listen. You know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I set my alarm. I mean, for over 10 years now, for about an hour before, just to ease into my day and get ready for the show and all of that. And I just could have slept another 3 hours. And it's not like I went to bed late, but there's something to be said. And then my stomach's been acting up. I know it's not what I'm eating, but, you know, I feel everything through that, as we've talked about.
Right.
But you let me know if we have anybody in the queue, but I have to tell you guys something so crazy. What happened right after the show Thursday?
Ooh.
Okay.
Do tell. Yeah. Do tell.
Girl, so I'm going to circle back a little bit. So remember I told you that I got a reading from Anita, as you did, and, you know, her handful of people that she's doing. So the first thing, and this was on, it's crazy because I remember the day. This was on December 7th, okay, so about a month ago. And Anita said, oh, you're gonna meet a potential partner. Now, I have never really considered my slight dalliances as a single woman collecting my lovers. No, such BS. Anyway, I have really never considered, if anything, my primary relationship is my relationship to myself. I've learned so much in the past, you know, 13 months. Thanks, boys. I've learned so much. But, and actually, you know, hopeful that maybe one day it would kind of land into an understanding of I'm out of the exploration stage and I can evolve into a much more significant relationship type of stage. But being one and that not being in any major rush for this, and that this has been only just a year of exploration, but I learned very, 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 very quickly once I get an understanding. So I say all of that. So it apparently on December 7th, without me noticing, there was a message in my Instagram. It came on December 7th. Okay. I did not read that message on my Instagram or notice it until right after Thursday show, right?
Oh.
Right? So there was something in my inbox since December 7th. I had the reading with December 7th. Anita says that December 8th, and this is who I thought she was talking about. I don't think so now. December 8th, I start talking to a new handsome stranger. I think it's a wrap. We had two little dates, great memories. I've learned so much, and I think it fizzled before it even started. But I'm the owner of the bubble factory, so everything's in a beautiful bubble of memory and knowledge. No ill will. All is well in my world. Now, I didn't come to that conclusion on Thursday, but I was beginning to, because I kind of started realizing, no, I don't. This isn't going to turn into. I see where this is not going. I came to that conclusion Tuesday. So the third. So not really thinking about this guy. The Thursday comes. I do the show. I go on my Instagram. I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? So apparently, someone that I've known from the ages of 19 to 24.
Oh my God.
Okay. No, this is crazy. No, this is insane. From 19 to 24. And we were never boyfriend and girlfriend. We were really good friends with occasional benefits. But in the most pure, excuse me, pure, innocent, respectful, fun way. I get this message. I'm like, oh my God. I had no idea that it was parked there for you know, almost a month. I respond with my phone number. We FaceTime. And it was the most surreal thing. And it's as if not a second of time had passed.
Wow.
Just laughing. And what's so crazy is that a lot has happened over the 3 decades. It's been 3 decades. It's been over 30 years. A lot has happened for both of us. And, you know, we're both, you know, divorced. We're both this, we're both that. So, you know, this is a good time to reconnect. But basically, he said that he's been looking for me on and off for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? Even though, you know, he wasn't in a happy marriage, I wasn't in a happy marriage, you know, whatever. And every once in a while, I would say, you know what? We did it right, me and this person that's not a handsome stranger. He's a new stranger who's very familiar. He's a found long lost friend, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then we had a phone conversation a couple nights ago. We're on the phone for 2 hours, just laughing, crying, everything. Now, Thursday's show is going to be very interesting because I'm going to talk about it because tomorrow we are going to meet in person.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that insane? Yeah. So I'll text you his birthday because this is so funny. I'm like, Elisa, you got to run some numbers because every time I go out with somebody, and it, you know what's so funny? The most recent guy, there was like 2 dates, and I'm like, no, it's not gonna, nothing's going to happen. I don't even know his birthday.
Yeah, you never mentioned anything.
Like, I never had you run the numbers, so that tells you. Right. You never ran the. So anyway, I just wanted to give you that little crazy update.
That's exciting.
It's crazy. And I think that's who Anita met. And she said something about a car. And I'm like, yeah, we didn't know. I didn't know what that meant. But he actually, unfortunately, has a friend who's suffering with a brain tumor in Massachusetts. And he said he was going back and forth, driving from New York to Massachusetts and back. And when we talked, he actually was in Massachusetts, but was going to leave the next day by car. So a car was coming up in the conversation. I said to myself, Is that who Anita met? Like, what? I don't know. But it's crazy because the day of the reading that she said that message, that's because I saw the timestamp, that's when that message arrived. I didn't see that message until almost a month later.
Wow.
So there you go. There you go. Keeping it moving as one does.
Right.
On the lowest. I've been very busy during Corona. Yeah. Corona.
Well, I know. One, I hope tomorrow goes well. You know, regardless of what happens.
It's gonna be fun.
I think to reconnect with someone from your early days.
Oh, it's so great. Oh, Absolutely.
So that's really sweet.
It's so sweet. I said, at the very least, it's like two friends that really respect and love each other are reconnecting, and it's a safe space.
Right.
I'll take two. Yeah, I'm good.
Right.
The very
right.
least. Yeah.
So hi to Jay and Jen that are in the chat room, and
Jen must be shaking her head because Jen has called me the queen of the short-term relationship. Oh, yeah, I should write a book. I'm telling you.
Well,
she
said, this is exciting. Must tune in then. So, yeah.
Yes.
We do have a hand raised.
Yay. Let's take this call.
So, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. That's really sweet. And how funny that it took a month. And you're like, oh.
It took a month and somebody else. Right. I'm like, oops. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing, too, is that his first name is the same as my ex-husband's.
Oi.
So when I talked to, I have one really, really wonderful girlfriend. And outside of me telling you guys on the air, she's the only person that really knows the story. So I refer to him as 2.0 because I'll get used to the name in time. You know what I mean? Like, I actually had to find out what his, I've known him for so many years, but I have to find out what his middle name is. I got to find a workaround. I will. I'll find a loophole. You know me. I'm good. But I'm like, okay, 2.0. So that's what I call him right now. In my head.
That's
I know.
Funny.
Talk about the universe having a sense of humor, bitches.
Right? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get this call. This
let's
is area code 310. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Deborah. Good morning.
Oh, I know
hey,
who
Deborah.
This is. All right. Let me let the people
Hi.
Know. Talk about reconnecting with somebody from the past. Deb and I were business partners out when I was in Los Angeles. She's a New Yorker. And we know each other from New York. And we have known each other for over 30 years. And in the last, Deb, I don't even know how many years it's been now, maybe 2-3 years that we've reconnected?
Not 3 yet, no, more
about
like
two. Because I'm divorced too. Yeah. So we reconnected within the last 2 years, and I am delighted, honored, and proud to say that she is one of my best girlfriends. And we talk every day, many times a day, and we are also collaborators. We're in the same industry. So, yeah, she's been knowing about this show. So, Deb, I'm going to let
you... Yeah, I just happened to be up this morning, so I said I'm going to tune in.
Yeah, she's in L.A. So it's
early.
My goodness. She's out in Los Angeles. So, Deb, I'm going to turn it over to you so you can put your situation out there, and let's see how we can support you.
Yeah, I'm going to throw something on the table and get some support.
Yeah.
You know... I'm newly separated, like Liz. It's just funny, when we came back together, it was almost like divine timing, because we did our lives, came back, and then kind of picked up where we left off, but with a whole lot of growth and a whole lot of new people in our lives, and, you know, but I'm trying to get clarity on, because I've been out of this dating scene thing, and I kind of been in a, as Liz calls it, a situationship with someone who I believe cares about me, but not, I don't know whether how deep it is. But then there's someone new who's come along, and they are making it very clear that, you know what, I want to be with you. And I'm trying to navigate where I'm going, because I know the other person better because we have other history together, but I don't know where that's going. And I actually have known this one for 10 years, only saw him once, but stay in contact. And I haven't seen him in 10 years. So, yeah.
You wow.
know, I don't navigate this thing very well. I was never a big dater. I always had guys or a boyfriend or someone specific. So now with the whole new life of dating with the apps and the things, which I just cannot do. I try to be on the app. And I just looked at some of these guys that were even in my close to my age range. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? It's like they look like grandfathers of somebody's grandfather. And you know, I consider myself someone who stays, who looks good and stays in shape. And,
this,
you know,
this one, okay, I got to cut you off. This one is so fierce, ageless, fly, amazing. You probably have seen her. She's so successful, working actor, producer, et cetera. I couldn't be prouder. She is a catch. She's the total
well, I
package.
You.
That's true. I just
thank
need to
you.
I need to jump in and say that. All right, go ahead.
And I thank you and I appreciate that. However, you know, when you get of a certain age and you're no longer 20 or 30 or even 40,
mm-hmm.
and you go back out there, but you kind of have the energy of a 30-year-old. You
thank
look
you.
Like you're 40.
Hello.
You know, you look like you're 40.
Preach.
Or 30 or whatever. And you try to not go so young because I'm not trying to, you know, date mm-hmm. anybody's child.
Right,
But so you put something near your age, even lower than your age, and you get grandfather's grandfather's. And I'm looking at these guys going, are they kidding me, really? This is not even specifically what I wrote down. And they tell you to put down what you want. I said, and they can't read.
No, they can't read. They just swipe.
Yeah. It's like the suggestions that come down. And I just couldn't do it. So I had to get off the app. So I'm just, hopefully we'll meet somebody the old-fashioned way.
Right.
But now I'm in between these two people trying to just kind of navigate. One doesn't want me to go anywhere, but doesn't want me to be there. This is how I'm feeling. Doesn't want me to be there more than a friend, I'm thinking, but doesn't want me to go just in case.
Mm.
I feel like I'm the just-in-case person.
Oh,
but
that's not
one,
a good feeling.
I haven't,
yeah.
Right, you know, and I don't know. And sometimes we project our own stuff. You know, we're reading into a situation based just on what we believe to be true about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person is all in, but I haven't seen him in 11 years, which is also a little creepy. It's like you're all in, but we haven't seen each other. I mean, we've never been on a date. We've never really done anything, but you're all in. So that's a little creepy, too, to me. Because I'm not used to anybody being all in that I haven't seen. I've only seen once. In
right.
church,
right.
And now you're all in. It's like, okay, that's a little creepy. So I'm kind of sitting here. I texted Liz.
Yes, I sent her
birthdays.
Yes,
but I didn't. I'm not going to tell which one is which.
Oh, I like this. So this is going to be blind.
This is blind.
Oh, okay, so check it out. It's going to be blind. So if we have these two, let me just make sure that this is going to work out to make sense. So we have these two different dates. We're not going to identify which date belongs to her, but can we
none
guy.
Of them belong to me. I
no, I know
mine.
That to the guy. No,
no, no, no.
your
no.
date. Yeah, your birthday is the June
well, you
birthday.
You know my birthday.
Well, that's what I'm
know
saying. So
birthday.
Alisa knows. Like Alisa, you know that Deb's birthday is the June birthday. But
right.
then can we identify the birthdays by month, but we don't know which birthday belongs to who. So that you know?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Or
okay,
by sign,
right.
or by sign, that's fine.
Oh, by
too.
Astrological sign, better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the signs are, but you can.
I know.
You can
do
that. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
So Alisa can break it down better than anybody. So.
Come on, Alisa.
All right, come on, Alisa, because you know what she needs.
Help
girl needs some guidance.
Girl needs some serious guidance.
Yeah, she don't know what she's doing.
A girl's guide to back in the saddle. and doesn't want to be back in his grandpa.
No, back in the grandpa.
And people with broken hips.
Oh, God.
Everybody I know now is wobbling. I'm like, really?
I know. Hip replacement surgery.
Wobblers.
You and I are walking around like we're like, what? No.
Yeah, they're all wobbling.
Yep. You know, and
like,
it's crazy. And as Elisa's about to get into this, you know, it's so good. You talk about the apps and all that. Even before, like in between last short-term to-date person and person from my past, in between, like in that half a second in between, I'm like, it's a wrap. I felt the same way with the apps. I realized, okay, part of navigating in this space is understanding that there is a certain baseline of expected behavior, or that it's dating just to hook up, or no matter, you know, unless you're going into like an eHarmony, whatever. And I don't have time for a 20-page questionnaire because it's not deep like that. I'm not doing that. I said to myself too, you know what? I'm not gonna do the apps anymore. And just like what you said, Deb, and maybe it's just gonna work out. And I would say this over and over. You and I would have all these phone calls, and I'm like, why can't you just like have like a great friendship? And then that evolves into like your romantic person. Why can't you all of a sudden you turn into half people when you get together with somebody and you're not fully yourself? Why can't you be fully yourself and present with like your best friend, but it's like your romantic fun person?
And you can, because I know somebody who just met someone, but they didn't do it on an app. But I also know people who met people on apps too.
The situationship, which was 5 months long, was through an app, and that was so great for me. That was so healing.
Mm-hmm.
We helped each other heal, you know, and I would be friends with this person after post, you know, relationship. So, but it's just like you, it's just not for me anymore. And lo and behold, you know, someone was looking for me for 20 years. I'm like, I don't know. So, Elisa, what you got?
Ah, very interesting.
You gave her my birthday?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she got everything. Oh, listen, Elisa knows how to run the number. She does it for me. Oh,
go ahead, run. Elisa, you're a number runner. Come on, baby.
She's a number runner.
I mean, right. I asked her for social security numbers, too, but she said she had to draw a line. I'm like, okay, fine. All right, fine. Just from the conversation, and as you were talking and describing the different aspects of these relationships, I'm thinking, I'm wondering if, we'll just use month. If you're not familiar, you should be familiar with astrology signs. I was thinking, Capricorn or Aries, because these are the two.
Mm-hmm.
These are the two different signs, and with you being a Cancer. As I just say this, I'm looking at it thinking, these are all like these kind of cardinal signs where they're, you know, there's a need, a purpose in what you're doing. And so there's a certain drive to all of these signs. However, your opposite is a Capricorn.
Okay.
Well, the polar opposite for polar signs is a Capricorn. So there tends to be a sort of a connection. Well, there isn't a sort. There is a connection there because if you look at opposites, the things that embody a Cancer are usually it's a very nurturing sign. It's a feminine sign. It tends to be about like the Divine Mother, and then you look at the Capricorn and the archetypes for that is the Divine Father, you know, like wanting to take care of things in a different way. Like I've got to have these goals and I got to do these things.
Oh my God.
So when you were talking, I was thinking, I'm wondering if the Capricorn is the one who would be all in, just because like once a Capricorn decides on something, then that's the goal. Then that's what the Capricorn will work towards. there's a resilience to it. It doesn't mean that it's going to be like really quick. It just means that's what I'm going to work towards. I will do that. I will take the steps I need to do. Now with the Aries, and just by virtue of it being an Aries, so like even the type of signs that we're talking about, because I could do the numbers, and there's a blend in that, and I'll get to that in a moment. But with the Aries, it's a different type of energy. There's usually a lot of playfulness and a lot of risk taking, a lot just like, hey, let's just see what happens. So,
So the
Aries, I can see as being that kind of playful, but you don't really know where you stand because nothing's really set. It could change in a moment. But there's an excitement to that in a sense, because you're like, oh, well, because I don't know. You kind of keep you on your toes. And so it's not like, oh, one sign's a bad sign and one sign's a good sign. It just means that there are different aspects to these signs that will play and will factor in to how you as a Cancer would receive that. So depending, if you're separated, you just kind of got out of a relationship, I could see why you wouldn't want somebody saying, I'm all in. You're like, I just got out of something. You know, like, let me breathe. You know, let me be. But yet, the uncertainty of someone who just is like, the phrase you said was like, just, you're like the just in case person. Like, that's not appealing, no matter what. You know, like, well, that's just me though. But you know, just in case doesn't sound.
No, it's
that,
not.
That's not a priority in any sense of the amount of a word.
Mm-mm.
That's
Mm-mm.
just like when catch as catch can. That's just whenever we can. That's fine. So it
mm-hmm.
is a
mm-hmm.
very different vibe, and there's a part of me as you were talking thinking, well, it's not like these are the only two, right? I mean, ever. It just means right now that's what you're looking at.
Right.
And, you know, for your birthday, I'll go into personal years. This is almost like you've already done about half a year into this, because I go from your birthday to your next birthday, not from January 1st to January 1st. Your personal year is a number 3 personal year.
Oh, okay.
And so in numerology, we go through cycles of years in 9 years, like 9-year increments. So in this number 3 year that you started last year on your birthday, it was about kind of networking, having fun. It's a lighthearted energy, but it's meant for you, especially, I guess, if you've just gone through a separation, that you're like, let me just be out and about. So I can see where having just something casual is more your speed. Maybe not too casual for some people, but
mm-hmm.
it's more your speed for right now, because that's just one aspect of your life. You know, you're looking at establishing some different possibilities and checking things out, because coming up this year, you go into a number 4 personal year. So from a 3 to a 4 is like from chaos to order. Okay. So number 4 is making you look at what is really important for you, and what are you really wanting to work on after all the playing you've done, all the playfulness, all the, you know, let's just be friends, let's just hang out. You know, you don't want to spin your wheels. At some point you want to have a foundation, and you do have goals that you're looking for. So you're taking this time to experience these things, but at some point you're going to be like, no, these are, you know, I don't have time and energy to waste. These are the things I want to look at. So that's where your focus will be. Like it'll actually come into a focus. And obviously it is, because you're looking at trying to figure out where you want to spend your energy between, you know, what your options are for right now. I'm kind of feeling like you have other options than that. So whatever you decide, like for right now, it is just for right now, in that you need to know how to spend your energy. So mm-hmm. when I look at the others and where they are, your the Capricorn is going from a 6, or no, he just got into because he just had a birthday. He's now in a number 7 personal year. So he
oh,
went
that
from
makes
a
sense.
6, right? He went from a mm-hmm. 6. 6 is about love, and it's about, you know, family, and it's a very nurturing number. This year, though, so whatever he was focusing on last year was really about what's supporting him, how is it affecting his family, you know, those types of connections, kind of taking care of others, making sure everyone's okay. This year is really about taking care of him, and just being very selective. Number seven is more about mental focus and about a resetting of whatever he's been working on, because he's closer to the end of a cycle of 9 years. You're kind of like, you know, in the beginning, kind of getting into the middle of things. So he's been looking at things and has been working on things. And so now this is going to be a little bit more of I'm going to calm it down and really get focused on what's important for me. Because he's already put things in motion, you know, 3 years ago, you know, 2-3 years ago. So he's kind of coasting right now. Not coasting like I got nothing to worry about, but his mindset is in a different space. The other guy is still in a three. He's in a four. He'll be going into a five. So you see how these different numbers, you're like, there's a lot of numbers. So he's also in a different place where he's looking at, this is the Aries, he's looking at what his plans and goals are. But he's about to get into an energy of, well, I got to live my life, you know. And so for an energy, like a sign that is already pretty vibrant, because an Aries is a fire sign. An Aries that has a goal, that's pretty cool. You know, there's a lot that's happening with him setting his foundations in a 4 year that he's been doing for the past year. Now he's ready to take it out to the next level. So there is a lot of curveballs, a lot of like, I got to adapt and keep it, you know, keep it real, keep it moving energy. That's just inherent with an Aries. But there's also that energy now creeping up of, what, you know, these plans of mine, I've been working on them, and I'm gonna explore them, I'm gonna live them, and I would say that the energies that I'm feeling, you either have someone who's very methodical or someone who's sort of like, hey, but let's just see what happens, fly by the seat of your pants, and so you have to see which one vibes with you right now. And knowing that you're not really locked in, it just means, you know, what, and this is actually going in with what you're going to be looking at this year when your birthday hits, like, what are your priorities? You know, what is it that's so important for you? And not really in relation to them, but just in general, what's important for you as you move from your previous relationship, as you're taking care of who you are and acknowledging who you are now? After going through that relationship, it keeps coming up for me that these aren't the only two options you have. It's just that you kind of have to work through them.
That's all I have right now that I know.
right. And so you know, you work with what you've got, but just realize there isn't anything holding you down to be with either of these two.
Right.
But I think there are things that you can appreciate about both, obviously. But God, this is what's coming through. It isn't really about them. They're just showing you aspects of yourself.
Exactly.
That you can appreciate at any given moment. But it's not the complete package, you know, and no one really will be the complete package for you. It's more of, what would you want to allow more in your life? You know, what's important for you right now in your life? And if it's a little bit of excitement, but you know, no strings, then that's, you know, that's one way of looking at it. Or if it's one where, wow, there's probably going to be a serious discussion at some point of, you know, where is this relationship going? You know, or what can this relationship offer me, and where is it going to go? That's sort of what I'm feeling from these two energies that you have before you. And again, it just means, it's almost like not the extreme, but it's far enough apart that that's probably why I'm saying it's not about this or that. It really isn't. It may feel like it, But even you know what you don't like. I think we see this a lot with all of us. You know, we know what we don't like, but then it's defining what we do like, and what we do want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like wherever you are right now, I don't know. I don't know, Liz, if you're feeling this too. It's just like, I'm not saying you have to make that decision. I don't even think you're putting that kind of pressure on yourself, but you're kind of viewing it in a sense that, if I pick one, then that's it. And I know that that's not
necessarily
how it is.
Because one of them doesn't even live here. So that's not even, you know, they're not even here yet. So,
there's an investment of your time and energy.
And it's the, you know, it's the fact that I have attracted both of them.
Right.
And, you know, and what does it say? I just keep, like you're saying, they're showing me aspects of myself. I just truly believe that. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm moving through working out these aspects that I'm kind of seeing in them, you know, the one that you have history with that you really feel something for is actually the one that's dangling.
Mm.
And the other one is the newer one, you know, who I don't really know, and I don't really spend time with because he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
But say, and I'm not looking to be tied down yet because I'm just getting out, but I'm also not looking to be played around with. I'm just not.
Right.
I've never been that person, so I can't be the, you know, the carefree kind of, because my, and maybe with someone else, but not this other person, because my heart has always been involved with this other person. You know, mm-hmm. I've always had a very heavy connection that I'm trying to move away from, I guess, because if it's not going to support me and feel good, whatever that is, and it might just mean honesty, you know, where we can be totally honest and you know what you're working with, then I don't think I want that. I don't want when I have to. I don't want to play a guessing game.
You don't want crumbs, sorry.
I just don't want a guessing game, you know. It's like I don't want to try to, one week I feel like I'm something and then days later I don't. With the other one, at least when you know what you can, when you know what you're getting, you know how to work with it.
Right.
So I know what the other one is saying. I don't know how truthful it is, obviously, because we never see each other in 10 years.
Right.
So, you know, but with that said, I don't, you know, at least you're saying something. The other one's not saying anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
His actions are saying stuff, but he's trying to pretend his act, like I can't see his actions. Like his, you know, it's like I'm blind. I don't see your actions. But they're talking. But the other one is saying words.
So
none of them
and
really,
actions.
None of them has backed up. Right. And none of them has really backed up anything.
That's
yet,
so interesting.
The other one doesn't live here. So I have, the other one doesn't live here, so he has not backed up anything yet. He's talking.
Right.
The other one is silent.
It's so interesting because these are two very, you know, forced.
And,
go ahead, Deb.
And let me just say this. The signs as you picked them were opposite.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a little twist. Yeah.
Little twist.
It's a twist in the plot, girl.
Yeah,
twist.
But you know what's so crazy? It's like, but these are two men, and it's crazy because they're not even together. They're not, even if you combine them together, they're still not stepping up totally. Because which is crazy. So maybe you need a third, and then between the three of them, then we could like have a semblance of a fully formed human being. So I was going to suggest that you pull a message for yourself. Okay, so. How that works is you're going to just think about your issue. and take a couple of seconds, and then you're going to say the word pick, say it out loud, and I'm going to tell you the message that you picked for yourself, but you're going to hear some...
I'm going to say what? Pick?
Say the word, because you're picking a message, but you wait till you're going to hear some funky music, because your hips don't lie. So we always play this music when a listener picks a card. Stand by, and just take a few seconds. Don't take too long. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like that music. You know, I was in there sousing in my bed.
Right?
Of course you were.
Right?
Okay, so there's also numbers associated with the message. And this is really interesting. So the number associated with it, Elisa, is 217.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little advice for you. And this message says, find an energetic talisman and make it part of your signature look, be it a crystal, family heirloom, or anything special. Clear it, bless it, and wear it. So you need to find something sacred.
Well, I have a crystal.
Do you wear it?
That I'm wearing. Yeah, well, the crystal just fell out, so I'm putting it back in. But it was just given to me for that reason. It's an amethyst. And then I have the big one, too. To carry around, so yeah.
Wow! So the crystal fell out of it. You fixed it?
It fell out of the necklace part. So I had to. I was in here doing exercise. Like, where's my crystal? I had the necklace
on. Oh, isn't
that
crazy?
I know it just fell out. And
that's
then I took
crazy.
The necklace part off. I took the necklace part off, put it away, and then found the crystal. Now I can't find the necklace part.
Okay,
but it's somewhere
so
in my room.
So you got it, yeah.
I've been carrying my crystal around just so I could have it with me, the bigger
crystal. But it says make it part of your signature look. So it's something for you to always wear, and it's going to be part of your signature look. That's the message.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy because that just happened. I didn't know that happened with you. And you picked the message.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something to that. That's crazy.
So what do the numbers represent?
Okay, Elisa's going to tell
why
you.
Why do they give you numbers?
Because the numbers come because it's – okay. So there's about 1,200 messages in my database, and they're all channeled messages that I had channeled over like a 5-year period. And then I turned them into like a card, like a virtual card deck that I've been using on the show for, we've been doing the show now 10, 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers were part of what came in as part of the message. So, but in a channeled state. So these are all channeled messages. When I read them, I don't even remember that I even wrote them. It's crazy. All right, but Lisa, you can break down the numbers.
I was actually stuck on amethyst because that's actually really helpful. The crystal is going to be very helpful to help you attract. I'm kind of pulling this from what I remember. Attract things that you need versus and it helps you decide the things that you don't need, if that helps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that makes sense because it's a very protective and spiritual stone. And I'm going to read this just really quickly from the Crystal Bible that I have, that it helps transmute the energy of any psychic attack into love. Let's see, its serenity enhances higher states of consciousness and meditation, and it's very strong healing and cleansing powers and enhances spiritual awareness. Here it is. Traditionally, it was born to prevent drunkenness.
Oh, well, let's
agree. And has a sobering effect on overindulgence and physical passions, supporting sobriety. It overcomes addictions and blockages of all kinds.
That's probably why so much has been moving lately.
Right. So, here it goes. This stone facilitates the decision-making process, bringing in common sense and spiritual insights and putting decisions and insights into practice. There's a lot. There's a lot. if you were to if you were to do a search, you know, do a little, you know, Google search on amethyst and their spiritual properties, you'll find a lot more to kind of help you integrate that more. So it's not going to be like falling out doing, you know, it won't be, it won't be like, I don't know what's going on. But to have it, wearing it close to you, wearing it, you know, having it with you will help you kind of energize, you know, be with this stone, and you can kind of benefit, you can benefit more from it. With the number sequence, it's a 217. And here we go again. I'm kind of giving you all about these numbers. It starts off with this 2, which is about partnerships and cooperation.
Hello.
And
hello.
It's about support. That's the number 2. In the middle of that, it leads to the number 1, which is you, which is a sense of self and also your initiative and the direction you want to take. This is still, it's all about you. It is not really about the other people, but it is about you. So knowing that, and that's exactly why it's in the central number, why it's the middle number. But it, what it's showing you is that you've got support. You have to view how your relationships are. And then the 7 will help you. The 7 is like the amethyst. The 7 is saying, be smart. Be smart and use not only your logical, rational self, but also call on your spiritual self, because 7 is a number of a lot of different things. Like, it's got that scientific, rational, logical sense to it, because it is very focused. It's a very smart number. It sees the value in something, but it's not just like about monetary value. It knows what something is, where something is important and relevant and what is not. And that's in terms of value. However, it also encompasses the spiritual part that is all about faith, about, well, there's always so much that I can prove to myself, you know, like with words or with actions or with whatever, but there's that intangible part that either you trust or you don't. And usually it's our intuition. Usually it's something like that. But that's also tied into trusting the universe, is trusting that maybe you don't have all the answers and you're not supposed to have all the answers, you know, and maybe all you need to do is focus on you. And as long as you are certain, or as certain as you can be, secure in as you can with who you are now, and honoring all that you've gone through, then the next step is going to be there, and you'll know what to do when you get there. Maybe this is one trip you can't plan for, right? Not all the way. Like, you just got to know you brought everything that you can with you. Some of it's extra baggage that you can drop, and you'll know when to do that. You know, you add up all these numbers, and it ends up being a number 1 still.
Wow.
It is still about you. It is still about your direction. So all the other stuff, like I said, when I was telling you about these relationships showing you aspects of yourself, I mean, that is still something you can appreciate, because that aspect of yourself, of staying pretty steady or being very certain of, you know, what you want to do, you know, kind of being all in and being committed, that's, I mean, in many situations, that's a very admirable trait, right? It's about, what are you committing yourself to? You know, what are you all in about? And anyone who can live life where you're all in, I mean, yeah, there are going to be some risks and some learning situations, but all in means that you are trusting yourself that you can go through it, and you're going to experience the highs and the lows. You're banking on more highs than lows, but maybe the lows are still these learning experiences that you're like, oh, well, now I know. You know, you can still move on, because you yourself, the integrity of who you are, is still intact.
Right.
And then the other aspect is that playfulness, that need to just, let's just see what happens. You know, there is a lightheartedness about it. But you see how these two can be kind of opposites if you play it that way. Well, one's committed and one isn't. But at some point, aren't you also, you embody both of that? Some of it, sometimes you don't need to commit to anything. Because it's not yours to commit.
Exactly.
Because the definition, the definition isn't dependent on you. Because you know what you're bringing. mm-hmm. and you know what you're capable of. The definition may require somebody else, usually it does, to make that partnership be what it could be. That's what the both of you want to have. And definitions always change. So there's something that is very helpful. It's a good thing to have that ability to keep it light until you're ready to put your roots down, until you're ready to say, I'm in. Because you have to
right.
be able to know for you. Yeah, so this it's a good message. I love that it's mentioning a talisman. You know, I love that you already mentioned an amethyst. I would say sit with that amethyst, get to know more about the traits and see how that works for you, how you can embody that, how you can integrate some of those traits, knowing that, you know, this is like, it's a talisman, it's a symbol. It's something that you can say, you know what, I wouldn't have received this if I didn't already have it within me. So when you are researching amethysts and those traits, and you think, oh, well, that's some of it I don't have, some of it I used to have. No, it's there. It's there. And this talisman can help mm-hmm. you bring it out within yourself.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, this has been lovely.
Very interesting. Well, yes, you called the show. I've been telling her about the show forever. Yeah, so... I'm so glad that you called in and
so
you
guys do this every morning and then you go through and you do this for all there's people who call in?
It depends. I mean we get callers from all over the world. We do this Tuesdays and Thursdays. But early on we used to do it 3 times a week. Remember we used to do Sunday too?
Yep.
For many years, yeah. And it depends. It could be as in-depth as what we just did with you,
mm-hmm.
or it could be – it really depends. It really depends on the caller. But this is typical that we can focus on one caller. If there's other people in the queue, then we make it shorter, obviously, so we can accommodate everybody. It really depends. But, yeah, this is our act of service. And what's great is that we didn't have to change a damn thing because of Corona. We just kept doing the show as we've been doing it for over 10 years
good
now.
I know. You guys.
Which mm-hmm. is great. And it's a very safe place for us. And I think, at least I could speak for both of us, where no matter how we're feeling, we always come out doing the show feeling better than how we started.
Oh, yeah.
Because the energy is so fluid and vibrant and essential. But if you mm-hmm. want, you can stay on the line. We'll mute you. And
yeah,
you can,
I want to finish listening.
Yeah, because we're going to be we have 7 more minutes of this entertaining extravaganza of the lowest effect.
No,
but thanks for calling.
So,
glad you called in.
I hope it gave you
some clarity. Hope it helped.
Yes, much. Very much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Yes, love
you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Good luck with everything.
You too, darling.
Yeah, that's my girl.
All right. Happy New Year.
She is my, like, you're my girl. She's my girl. Like, we are type, like, yeah. So how fun to be on with two of my dearest friends. Yay.
Nice.
I love that.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was good.
Thank you. Yeah, that was,
yeah.
So she's got so many components working for her. It's
mm-hmm.
and I get it. I mean, part of the benefit of me talking out loud, because obviously, you know, energy aligns. So there are things that I have said that I'm like, I needed to hear that, you know.
Yes,
I needed
ma'am.
To hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my situation is very different, it still applies. Like, you know, anytime you can own to, you know, who you are and realize you can cut through all the other BS, then you're like, oh yeah, I needed to see that. I needed to know it, to have it be like reinforced. Because a lot of times it's just, we get so bogged down in the what ifs and the details and that
mm-hmm.
it gets very crowded in our thoughts. And
right.
to have it kind of laid out, I mean, that's one thing to see it. But then you just have to do it. Yeah, there's still the work to do, right? But it's
right.
a start. It's a start. Yeah, she's got so much power. She's got so much power.
Oh, she is such a force. I mean, I think guys
yeah.
are afraid of her. I mean, she's, yeah.
Well, and I think that's It's interesting because, you know, anytime you have a strong woman, that tends to be the issue, you know, for strong women is that, oh, you know, guys are, you know, it's hard to find a good guy. You know, if you're straight, it's hard to find,
let's keep it clear. Because with your tribe, that's a whole other, like, hi, what's your name? Here's the truck. Let's get the furniture.
Right.
In. Yeah.
Right.
You grew up fast. Let me just say.
I think the dynamics are interesting because typically that means that every strong woman that you meet has been told, well, you need to be a certain way to catch a guy. And it's so not their nature, but trying to fit that stereotype and that cultural conditioning into your everyday life.
Forget it.
It doesn't feel good. And in anything that makes you do what you know you don't want to do to play the game, it's like, well, I don't want to play that game.
Exactly.
So you have to set up the rules for, I don't want to call it your own game, but let's call it that, you know, and see what happens. And the tough part is to not compare yourself to other people, you know, to kind of stay in your lane and do your thing and stay true to you. And for strong women, it's within them to do it. It's just, wow. It garners so much more attention. And it's usually about people knocking them down, telling them that that's not how it's going to be done.
Yeah.
And that you're not going to get what you want. There's a lot of reinforcement on that.
It's crazy that even, you know, we get so many calls about these issues, and we talk about it all the time, and it's insane. It's like, if you're wired a particular way and you embrace the fierceness and the strength and the fabulousness of who you are, and then we're trying to accommodate a paradigm, I mean, that's no longer working, but still upheld and maintained.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of politics, but we're not going to. We don't have time, and we don't want to. But you just look at that parallel, and the only thing that you really have to anchor onto is your state of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and... there's definitely that rabbit hole of
conformity.
Yeah, because you want to feel like you belong to something, but you have different groups that you feel like you belong to. Obviously, your immediate family, whatever you grew up with, most of the time people don't like how they grew up, that type of thing. So there's all right off the bat, you're like, I don't fit in, you know? So if you spend your whole life trying to fit in, I think you get to that spiritual crisis of, I can't do this anymore. I need to be able to express and, you know, so we all have these different levels of having to figure that out. And it happens a lot where you have these, like for you, I mean, you married for a billion years and then, you know, and then it changes. And so
it
that,
sure did.
and so even as you're sharing how things are going now with you dating and it is, like I said, even for you, it's not really about the other person. It really is about you.
Oh my God. It's totally about self-exploration completely.
Right.
And I think that's a piece of it. And that has really, helped support me navigate what could be the potential rabbit hole. So because even when things are falling short or I feel weird about the guy or it's time to move on or what have you, it's always spearheaded by, this is about my delving into deeper self-knowledge. And this is all amazing and purposeful. This is why I don't have one negative thing to say about anyone, including my ex-spouse.
Mm.
I have one negative thing to say because it's all has led me to my state of consciousness here and now. So it's like a full circle moment, and it's a great note to end the show, and the plot thickens, and let's see what comes up, because Girl is a Soap Opera, like my low rent, you know, Stella Novella, here we go, let's see what happens. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Love you all. Thanks.
Love you. Bye.
Tell me something.